All thanks to God. All thanks to God.
Ubonga konke sibhekisa kuNkulunkulu.
All thanks to God.
Ubonga konke sibhekisa kuNkulunkulu.
As I am standing here, I don't see myself as being the fitful person to stand here.
Njengoba ngimelapha nje, angiziboni ngiwumuntu ofanele ukuthi kuyena yena omele ukuthi amela.
Auntie Nelly has come a long way.
Sekuyisikhathi eside indlela ehamba uAuntie Nelly.
She found the gospel. Or the gospel found her, Jesus found her through his servants, the likes of our fathers.
Evangeli lamthola. Lamthola eminyakeni eminingi edlule. Ngawo baba bemlethele ivangeli.
Actually, it should rather be one of our fathers or my father that should stand here.
Empeleni obengaba ngcono kube yibo baba noma kube ubaba wami obengamala kube khona ngakukhuluma.
But know for sure I didn't put myself here. That you can be sure of. I didn't choose to stand here today.
Ngicela ngiqinisekise njengoba ngimele lapha nje angizimelanga ngizikhethelanga mina ukuthi ngizoma la.
Starting from those days there at Mabuyeni that my dad started with services in a garage.
Mangikhumbula le eminyakeni eminingi edlule ubaba eqala inkonzo le ndaweni yasemabhuyeni eqala lapha egarage.
At the Mtiane family, I know I still remember the three Gorkos who loved this place and loved the leader of this place and even in their last days wished to speak to him personally.
Khumbula kahle ogogo balapha kwaMthiyane ngoba khona eMabhuyeni kwakusemndeni nokaMthiyane. Ngikhumbula kahle ogogo abathathu ababemthanda kabi bamfundisi, beyithanda kabi le ndawo. Kuthi nasekugcineni futhi babethanda ukuthi bakhulume nawo bamfundisi.
And how Aunt Nelly then felt the call of the Lord.
Okwathi khona lapho futhi uAuntie Nelly wayeseyizwela ubizo.
As we have heard, she tried to be faithful to where and in what she was asked and sent to do.
Njoba nzwe ekukhonzeni kwakhe uNkulunkulu ubungamthuma noma phi aphike ngokuthi mangenze lokhu noma yikuphi lokhu uNkulunkulu angifuna khona.
But not just being content to go, but even caring that nothing should go wrong. And she would often report and say, please come, please, here, this needs to be attended to. She had eyes to see and a heart to care.
Hayi nje ukuthi ubeneliswe ukuthi ubeziwe nokuthi lokho akwenzayo ukugada abantu laba kade babhasophile ubedlula kulokho ukube neso lokubona izinto ukuthi nansi into edinga ukwenziwa nedinga ukulungiswa alandelele futhi ukuthi leyo nto yenzekile.
And as we heard from her older sister, from childhood on, they hluphekat, they suffered, and Aunt Nelly had to suffer quite severely during her last years.
Njoba ngizwile ukuthi izwa ngodadewabo ukuthi bakhule behlupheka futhi baze babekwe lapha yana nalapha yana bekhuliswa abantu abahlukeneyo. Impela uSisinele be umuntu obe nokho ukuhlupheka, ahlupheke lapha kukhona izinto ezimphathe alapha ephatheke khona ngokwasemzimbeni.
In our youth, we can make many, we can speak a lot, but once you one day suffer, Maybe you will count your words, what you allow to pass through your mouth.
Ebusheni bethu singasho sikuthanda sikhulume lokho esikuthanda kodwa ekupheleni kwenzuku zethu kuyodinga uba siwabala amagama ethu ukuthi yini lento esasiyiphafuza siyikhuluma ngemlomo wethu.
Remember one day when you are old and someone has to lead you and you go where you do not want to go. Remember, as a young man, as a young woman, or as a child, don't forget that time that maybe will come upon you, that you may not have regrets as to how you lived, as to how your life was displayed.
Kumbula, ekugcineni kosuku, ungabi nazo izinto oyoba namahloni ngazo, khathazeke ngazo. Ungasekho ukuthi uzojikelaphi ngezinto owawuyikhuluma, nangezinto owawuzenza. Sewufisa manje ukuthi ngabe lezo zinto awuyishongo, lezo zinto awuyikhulumanga.
And appreciate even those who suffer, whether it be because of ill health, because of age, appreciate their efforts and their perseverance to be faithful to their master's call.
Ngakhoke nakekela labo abangasakwazi ukuyisiza mhlambe ngenza ngenxa yokugula mhlambe ngenza ngenxa yokudala bengasakwazi ukufinyelela kulezi ndawo akade bengafisa ukufinyelela kuzona wena usenamandla osakwazi ukuthi ubasize banakekele.
And God's word says he has chosen those that are weak and of little significance, the despised of the world, to reveal his glory. One of the first sermons our Lord spoke, he said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Allow me to read a verse or a word out of Hebrews chapter 10.
Vumeleni ukuba ngifunde izwi lenkosi encwadini yamaHebheru isahluko seshumi.
Maybe we can start at verse 36.
Mhlawumbe singaqala evesini lamashumi amathathu nesithupha.
Before we read, shall we still pray for God's blessing on his word? Lord Jesus, thank you that even in our most dire straits, our dire needs and trouble, we have your word to direct us.
Siyabonga Nkosi Jesu. Noma sifike endimeni lapho sine nokudinga okukhulu nokulangazelela okukhulu, siyabonga Nkosi ukuthi sibe nezwi lakho okuyilona lesiqondisayo.
Break to us your word, your life that we need in this hour.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi usihlephulele izwi lakho ukuphila kwakho ithina kulona leli hora.
Through your grace, we ask.
Sicela konke lokhu ngomusa wakho.
Amen.
Amen.
Here it says from verse 36, Hebrews 10, "For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised."
Ukuze semiyenzile intando kaNkulunkulu namukele isethembiso.
For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay.
Ngokuba kuseyisikhashana nje ozayo uyeza akayukulibala.
But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
Kepha olungileyo wami uyakuphila ngokukholwa. Kepha uma ehlehla nyovane, umphefumulo wami awunakuthokoza ngaye.
Verse 39, "But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls."
Ebesile amashumi amathathu nesishiyagalolunye. Kepha thina asisibo abokuhlehlela ekubhujisweni, kodwa singabokukholwa kuze kube ngokusindiswa komphefumulo.
May I repeat verse 38?
Ake ngiliphinde ibesile amashumi amathathu nesishiyagalombili.
"But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him."
Kepha olungileyo wami uyakuphila ngokukholwa. Kepha uma ehlehla nyovane, umphefumulo wami awunakuthokoza ngaye.
Why do we believe?
Kungani sikholwe na?
What is the reason for faith?
Kuyisiphi isizathu sokukholwa na?
Isn't it this, that our Redeemer, our Savior, should have pleasure and be pleased over us and over our lives?
Angakweni ukuthi umsindisi wethu nomhlengi wethu uthanda ukubathokoze ngempilo yethu.
Isn't it him that we are serving? Not ourselves and not people. Here this word starts, "But my righteous one shall live by faith."
You
might think that this word that has been taken from
Habakkuk
speaks about the righteous one, the Christ. But it seems to be directed at us who ought to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus and made righteous in God's sight.
Kodwa futhi libe likhuluma nathi thina esimelwe ukulungisiswa ukuze sibe ngabalungile ngale igazi lakhe.
Are you numbered amongst those? Can you say, "I, Lord, plead, may I be numbered amongst those who are the righteous ones"?
Ngabe wena lokho kuyisifiso sakho nokulangazelela kwakho nokudinga kwakho uthandaze uthi, "Inkosi, ngiyafisa ukuba ngibalelwe kulabo okuyothiwa ngabalungileyo."
Lord, cleanse me fully, totally, that my life can be transformed and I will be clothed with the righteousness of Christ. And it is only through Christ's righteousness, if you are clothed in that righteousness, that the Father will have pleasure in us. Now it says, my righteous one shall live by faith. Phil Newton one day said, faith is not a one-time experience.
Phil Newton uthi ukholwa akuzi nje kube ngalesi yasikhashanyana nje ngalokho ohlangene nakho ngalezo sikhathi.
But an ongoing trust and confidence in Christ.
Kuyinto nethemba eliqhubekayo njalo nokwethembela kuKristu yena yedwa.
Habakkuk 2 verse 4 and 5. Where these words are taken from of the Old Testament, and we read it in the New Testament. It is descriptive of the proud who do not live by faith. It is the proud who are self-sufficient and who fail to realize the necessity of patient endurance and trust in God. Are you self-sufficient? I have need of nothing. I have achieved. I don't have a cry out, God, I need to be, you need to address me as your righteous one. The righteous one identifies this person who has been declared righteous and just by faith. John Owen observes that what is principally meant here is that characteristic of a righteous person that is the opposite of pride and unbelief. Which makes people shrink back from God. The righteous one is humble, meek, sincere, submissive to God's will, waiting to do his wishes. Since faith will carry people through all difficulties, hazards, and troubles to the certain enjoyment of eternal blessedness.
Ukubekezela nokuqinisela uNkulunkulu kuyomthatha umuntu kumqhubezela ibangelide lasentokozweni nasekufinyeleleni kulokho loqiniso lokwazana noNkulunkulu.
Are you prepared to pay the cost?
Wena ukulungele yini ukuba ukhokhe lelo nani na?
Is your heart ready for it? Have you humbled your heart out of its haughty state? Charles Swindoll says many people are sincere about their beliefs, but they are sincerely wrong. Here the danger is, but if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Is there an area in your life that you are shrinking back? You were all out. You gave your strength, your abilities, your love to that purpose of the blessed eternal blessedness.
When I was Nigelengo saying, Waleta Gonke, what Gonke Minasen Shela Wooling Guna Pagati Lepusi Sega Gulugulu.
But maybe the shrinking process has started in your life.
Mshaumbe. And
someone must say, my soul has no pleasure in him. Check yourself. If there is a shrinking, cry out to God and say, God, are you pleased with this shrinking? Will you be pleased? Will your soul take pleasure at it? This morning, I didn't know whether I would stand here. But I said, if I have to, let me make a few notes. I took my pen. I started writing a word of two and suddenly the ink faded out. I took the second pen. I started writing. And the words faded. I had to put this pen to the side. I had my trust in these pens that they would write for me to remember. I started on another page with a third pen. I started writing. Couldn't finish the sentence. Are you a pen in God's hand? Jesus wants to write his story in your life, on your life. But maybe you're shrinking. And he fails to complete his story in you. Paul He said, verse 32, but recall the former days when after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings.
He
says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and to good works. Not neglecting to meet together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day drawing near. For if you go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. But a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. How much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by the one who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has profaned the body of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has outraged the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. The Lord will judge his people. And again, it says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Do you understand why Paul has got this passion and is yearning, and how he writes, therefore do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. In Philippians, the first chapter says, Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ, of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and deacons. They could say, we are servants, and they're bond servants, slaves of Christ Jesus. They had that assurance, we are about this business, Christ's business.
Now konke sikwenza umsebenzi esiwenzayo sikwenza sikuyena uKristu sikwenzela yena uKristu futhi.
Chapter 2 verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only in my presence, but much, much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
There's
no place for pride. But there is a fear and trembling, lest I shrink back, lest I am disqualified.
What are you uvalo nokwesaba ukuthi umuntu kancane kancane ahlehle lemuva indaba impilo ibiqhubekela phambili futhi sekuseduze phambili.
Verse 13, for it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing. That you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world.
Phakathi kwezizukulwane esisigwegwe esiphambeneyo enikhanya phakathi kwaso njengenkanyiso ezweni.
Holding fast to the word of life.
Nibambelele ezwini lokuphila.
So that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain.
Ngize ngibe nokuzibonga ngosuku lukaKristu ngokuthi angigijimelanga ize angisebenzelanga ize.
Even if I am poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all.
Yebo, nokuba nginikelwe emhlatshelweni nasenkonzweni yokukholwa kwenu.
Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me. Isn't this righteousness put into practice that we read here? Paul ready to be sacrificed. For those he had wrought, he had won over through his preaching, through the power of the gospel of Christ. But if you shrink back, my soul will not have pleasure in him. What blessedness to pass from this world having not shrunk back.
And
even standing at a coffin, standing at a grave, we can rejoice.
umile duze kwethuna ume unalokuthokoza.
This one has died in the faith, faithful.
Lona udlule esenkosini esekholweni,
not having shrunk back.
Ayehlehlele emuva.
But we can believe with all our hearts, this person brought pleasure, and the soul of our Redeemer, of our God, had his pleasure at the one who has been taken out of this life.
Ukuba simelana sinesiqiniseko sokuthi lolelelana uyena lona oletha intokozo kulowo amfelayo, kulowo amhlengayo, kulowo uJesu Kristu.
Can't we encourage one another in this?
Asikwazi niqungane sibindi omunye nomunye nangakho lokho na?
Why not?
Ngani ngenzeki?
I feel like weeping. I ask, why not?
Kube ngathi ngakhala. Ngani ukuba kungenzeki?
Too much is at stake.
Kuningi, kuningi khona.
Why can't we encourage one another?
Kungani singaqungani sibindi na? Siyabonga Nkosi Jesu.
Thank you, Lord Jesus,
ukuthi singamala eduze kwebhokisi lomntwana wakho.
That we can stand next to the coffin of your child.
Sisho sithi ukulwela kulokuhle.
And proclaiming she has fought the good fight.
Ulenzile izwi likaNkulunkulu ngalokho besikubona phambi kwethu.
That which we have seen and experienced before our eyes.
Nkosi Jesu, khumbula thina sisasele.
Lord Jesus, remember us who are left behind.
Khumbula thina Nkosi esise kulomshikashika.
Remember us who are still in this battle, this.
Awu Nkosi, kungashiki ukuthi waqala kahle kodwa wagcina kahle.
That it would never be said of us that we started well, but we ended worse.
That
it was would be said that he forsook all, he denied his own life, but the end was not good. Remember us, Lord. We who are still alive, Jesus, remember us. And to the one who has noticed that slowly, bit by bit, he has retreated, he has slid back, oh, remember him. That he can remember that he is also numbered amongst those who live under this blessedness. But why would he stray? Why would he flee from it? And we remember the Khumalo family and all friends and relatives and us all. You are the perfect comfort. We ask you, Lord, to comfort us. We ask all this in the name of our Savior and Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen.